This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I feel bad for the passengers at LAX. So from what I understand, it was mass chaos because there were reports of a masked man in Terminal 7 in a public area that was dressed in black and had a sword. This is according to a news release Monday from Los Angeles World Reports. Believing that the sword may be real, officers had detained him and they questioned him. Okay, but that's not why there was so much confusion. Apparently, somebody tweeted that there were gunshots. So now you have people running and evacuating, and it was just one big mess. Now, the man's identity was not released, and I guess he was dressed as Zorro. Okay? Zorro, right? The masked man with the sword. And in the movie Zorro the Gay Blade, he also had a whip. And so, very sexy, by the way. Love that movie. And who was it? George Hamilton? Very sexy. So anyway, so apparently the man told authorities that he arrived at the airport to pick up a passenger, that he often works on Hollywood Boulevard dressed as Zorro. The man's identity was not released. It was unclear why he arrived at the airport in costume. Immediately after the incident, however, airport police began receiving calls of an active shooter in Terminal 8. The news quickly spread through the terminals, and additional calls were made, including someone reported they heard gunshots. They say people are on their phone reading, saying that there's an active shooter, and everybody's just freaking out, according to one visitor at LAX. According to KTLA 5, passengers and employees began evacuating the airport by running onto the airfield, prompting officials to initiate a ground stop on the south runway shortly after 9 p.m. Airport police temporarily closed the upper departures and lower arrival level roads. Now traffic backed up around the airport, and a review of surveillance video revealed that no shots were fired, and the ground stop then eventually lifted by 9:30 p.m. They don't know if the Zorro incident led to that, or if these were just two separate things. Somebody saw police near Zorro. Somebody else heard gunshots. This is ridiculous. Passengers were eventually rescreened, allowed back into terminals after explosive detection. Canine units cleared all impacted areas, which included terminals 1, 4, 6, 7, and 8, according to the news release. Two flights were canceled. 27 arriving flights were diverted to other airports, and about 281 flights were delayed during the 30-minute ground stop, according to LA World Airports. By today, only one diverted flight had yet to arrive at LAX, according to the news release. Now, on one hand, the good is, boy, does LAX have their poop together. For them to already have the lockdown in place, for them to already have the diversion, and them to already have the emergency plan, hats off, props to LAX. So, well done, okay? But am I the only one that sees how this is a huge, huge problem? How somebody could tweet something. Let's say there's somebody out there who's bored. And my guess is you have a lot of people out there who's bored. And let's say they decide on one of their fake Twitter accounts, even though they all can be traced, to decide to say, look, shots fired. Or let's say you have somebody not bored. Let's say you have somebody who really thinks they hear that. On one end, good for them for, warning, people that their lives could be in jeopardy. But if they're wrong, you are causing such mass panic. And I wonder how authorities or how airports or how malls, what do you do with the whole Twitter social media fiasco, this whole, you know, on one end, yes, it's great because everybody could get the news, everybody could get the latest, okay? Like, I heard about Tony Romo and him being out for about 6 to 8 weeks, right, on social media. So thank you, social media. Okay, social media rung my son. My son's a big Cowboy fan. He turns around and tells me. I knew about it within seconds. So I'm very happy about that. And God forbid there is a shooting or there is another attack. All right, since nobody is accessing the emergency broadcast system anymore. Remember you used to sit there and watch TV? And all of a sudden it'd be like, dee! And then everybody has to stop and they have to watch because that was how the government would be able to talk to us through our TVs. Nobody watches TV anymore. Everybody streams. I mean, you know, some of us will watch TV shows or, well, you know, Netflix, but, you know, everybody's on their phone. So at least now there's a way that we could be alerted when there's emergency. So I like that, okay? I mean, I like that idea, you know, getting the word out so you don't have to sit there and try to go home to home. But it shows how vulnerable we are, where an airport could close every day if somebody thinks they hear shots fired. And those sounds, like firecrackers or popcorn, is a very easy sound to be confused with something else. Okay, and then the Zorro guy, I mean, look, I don't feel bad for him. I mean, look, he got off work. You know, listen, people in costume, it happens. You know, they get off work, they have to run and pick somebody up. You know, so they wait. They're in costume. I mean, you know, that's Hollywood, L.A. I mean, you know, people are dressed. That's the way, I mean, cocktail waitresses here in Vegas. You know, I mean, it's their work uniform. You know, if you can't go to the airport picking somebody up in work uniform, then, you know, and then somebody could say, well, you know, they need to have a special sign, they need to have a special badge. Don't you think the bad guys could do that too? So then a bad guy could say, nah, you know what, I'm Wonder Woman. Okay, so that's my costume, I'm Wonder Woman, and then they could go and, you know, do stupid stuff. So, I feel bad for the Zorro guy, because now everybody's going to blame him for this LAX fiasco. Good for LAX, bravo, but we got a problem, because anytime somebody hears something, we're going to be closing down airports. And it happened at JFK, I think, a week ago. JFK, somebody thought they heard shooters, so the whole terminal gets closed. It's going to be pretty crazy stuff. You thought the whole September 11th slowed things down at the airport, and then the underwear bomber, I don't know if it was the underwear bomber or if it was somebody that had, it was the person in England that had the two liquids that they were going to mix together and then make a bomb. That really screwed us all over because now we have to buy $4 bottles of water at the airport as opposed to bringing in our own water and soda. So that really stinks. All right, guys, don't go away. Anthony Weiner is back in the news, and oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Go, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit.
credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis. Sorry, my nose is... See, it's the damn reading glasses. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Oh, my gosh. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, you know, don't even worry about my nose or the fact that my nose is running because we got bigger fish to fry here. We got Anthony Weiner again in the news. And apparently he's been sexting again. And we all now have to look at it. I tried to find an article where I do not have to see him in his underwear or with his abs. And apparently there's a picture of him lying there in bed next to his kid in his underwear. I can't tell if he's aroused or not, but it's weird. And so his wife, Huma Abedin, who's been, you know, traveling around campaigning, you know, for Hillary Clinton, apparently now has announced that she's going to finally separate from him. Now, we'll tell you about that. But first, let's go back to Anthony Weiner and what's going on and why we are keep talking about this, okay? This is just, oh my gosh, I mean, he has no hobbies. Doesn't he have Candy Crush on his phone? Yeah, here, okay, here's my thing with this whole sexting thing. In order for you to sext and send a naked picture or a provocative picture of yourself, there has to be a recipient, okay? Which means there has to be somebody who wants to receive that said text. That's the definition of sexting. Okay, you could post pictures of yourself online. You can post pictures on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all that. But to sext means you are texting a picture of yourself. Now, mind you, somebody may not want to receive that text. Somebody may accidentally receive a text. But there has to be a recipient. Now, my guess is there is somebody out there, which blows my mind. I mean, I don't know who's the crazy one. Is it Anthony Weiner or somebody who actually wants these texts coming to her or him? And that person is receiving this data with some sort of positive feedback. That's what confuses me. So apparently the dad, I guess, was discussing massage parlors shortly after 3 a.m. The son was, I think, sleeping in bed next to him. And then there was a screenshot. And I guess, oh, yeah, looks like that is supposed to be an arousal picture. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. And then I guess there's this 40-something divorcee who is, I guess, going back and forth. So he writes, somebody just climbed to my bed. She goes, really? And then he said, send. And it had him in his boxer briefs and his son cuddled up and et cetera. You do realize that you can see your wiener in that pic. That's what she writes. Moments after forwarding the photo, Weiner freaked out over the possibility that he had accidentally posted publicly, just as he did back in 2011. He said, oh, I was scared. For half a second, I thought I posted something. Stop looking at my Blank. He wrote back, whatever, you did it on purpose. He goes, oh, I see you thought you posted. Okay, I don't even want to go there. This is, like, really making me sick. I want to vomit. So, anyway, the woman apparently is actually a supporter of Donald Trump, the National Rifle Association. And she is not a fan of Hillary Clinton. And so I guess they've been going back and forth. And he thinks he's sexy. She's liking it. He's like 51 now. Okay, can I just say, I mean, if I want to say anything in Weiner's defense, okay, is for 51 years old, I give him props for, you know, trying to have a flat stomach. I think him exercising and trying to take good care of his body. Okay, I mean, you know, let's give him a little bit of credit for that. Everything else, let's just criticize him to pieces. Okay, he's cheating on his wife. He's cheating on his wife, basically, and sexting is cheating. I'm sorry, I don't care how you look at it. Sexting is cheating, period. Because you are mentally trying to turn somebody else on. You're not supposed to try to turn somebody else on when you're married. You know, a lot of people go, gosh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so sexy, you know. And, you know, how does your husband deal with it? I go, no, I'm not. Okay, I'm not very sexy at all. And when I'm on air, do I flirt with you guys? No. Do I sound sexually provocative? No. I mean, please. Okay? So I'm not cheating on my husband. Okay? I mean, if you guys just happen to find me sexy, I can't do anything about that. Okay? I mean, that's just, okay? But when somebody is targeting somebody else with pictures of themselves, trying to make them want them, to me, that's cheating. Okay, so he's a cheater. So I mean, it's about time the wife leaves. I'm surprised, and I understand she was wanting to be there for the kid. I get that. I think that's very admirable. But she's married to somebody who's sick, and in sickness and in health does not count if the person is cheating on you. Okay? The guy's sick. Now, why is something like this happening? And he's not the only one. In fact, there's a lot of you guys out there listening right now going, well, I work hard on my body. I want somebody to look at me. I want to get validation, or I want to get, you know, props for working out and for working so hard. And it really, really stinks, because years ago when somebody would start going to the gym and start working out really hard, the first thing we thought of is they were cheating on their wife. You know, because a lot of guys let themselves go. Nowadays, we can't use that as a barometer for cheating, because a lot of people want to look good. A lot of people have pictures taken of themselves. You know, they don't want their wife to leave. So, you know, my husband, he tries to look good. I do get nervous every now and then. I'm like, for who? You know, and I'm like, no, keep working out. Keep doing what you're doing. I want to make sure you're healthy. You know, but yeah, deep down in the back of my mind, I'm like, wait a second. Because he knows he's got me. So who's the, you know, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. My husband knows for me, I'm a lost cause. So I'm definitely not going to please anybody. So, you know, the psychology behind, okay, you know what, I've been working really hard. And by the way, Wiener isn't the only, you know, sex that's putting pictures of their body up there and around. I mean, look at all these women that will get into a bikini and then they'll take a picture of themselves and just plaster it all over Facebook. Now, which is worse? Taking a picture of yourself when you're married, okay? You know, showing everybody your new body, plastering that to thousands on Facebook, or only targeting one. So now here's another question. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. If you are putting a picture of yourself out on Facebook or Instagram, and you are hoping that everybody looks and goes, wow, your tummy is so flat, or your boobs look good, or your chest looks good, or whatever, is that the same as sexting? And is that cheating? Personally, I think sexting is more of a personal relationship you have with one person. But if I was married to somebody, like let's say my husband took off his shirt and took off, you know, was standing there in his underwear and posted his picture on Facebook, I would think he's already checking out of the marriage. Because that means he wants somebody else to look at him in his boxer briefs. Okay, but he could say, well, wait a second, you know, you may not put your bikini body out there, and thank you for not doing that, because, you know, you're going to scare a lot of people. But the fact that you are cropping your picture and, you know, making you look good on Facebook and putting that picture out, you're going to be tantalizing some people. So where does it stop? You know, we have all these different conversations now when it comes to, you know, our behaviors in relationships. Because now we have a medium where if we want somebody to look at us, we can have somebody look at us. If you want somebody to fantasize about you, you could very easily do that while being married. You could put a picture out there, and it could be under the under the false guise of, well, I'm dressed, I'm just, you know, I'm at the mall. I want everybody to see me at the mall. And you could, in a way, convey what you want to convey to people out there. And so I think there is a lot of buildup for infidelity because of Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, etc. Huma Abedin, who has been under a lot of controversy for a variety of reasons, but most notable, Hillary Clinton's right-hand lady, says, after long and painful consideration of work on my marriage, I have made the decision to separate from my husband. She adds, Anthony and I remain devoted to doing what is best for our son, who is the light of our life. During this difficult time, I ask for respect and our privacy. So the New York Post had put all those pictures out there, and now she's like, okay, I want privacy. I don't want, yeah. And I mean, you know, her career is on the rise. Depending on how things go with Hillary, she's going to have a huge political career. So I don't blame her for shedding the big wiener. And Anthony as well. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795.
1-800-959-5795. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, many of you know I'm a Cowboys fan. And Tony Romo, unfortunately, is out again for part of the season. In the game where they were playing against the Seattle Seahawks, he had suffered a broken bone in his back called a transverse process fracture. Not the first time he's had one. He's had this before. Cam Newton had it as well. Was still able to play. But, I mean, he just keeps getting hit. Right now, the Cowboys have not issued, they say, a timetable, and Coach Jason Garrett has not yet ruled out Romo for the season opener. He says we will leave in the world day by day. But we were told, you know, a few hours ago that he was going to be out for 6 to 10 weeks. So basically, during the play in which he was injured, he was in the process of initiating a slide. And that's what a lot of quarterbacks do, so they don't get hurt, you know, when they're running with the ball, so they don't have to get tackled. They'll slide, so everybody kind of leaves them alone. And when that happened, unfortunately, Seahawks defensive end Cliff Avril arrived to tackle him, wrapping his left arm around Romo's shoulder while applying a downward force with his right arm. And this is according to ESPN. That was just an attempt to strip the ball from Romo's right hand. Nobody tried to hurt him. Romo landed in a seated position with his back rounded and feet outstretched. So the two primary forces in play through his back were compression, the combination of the downward direct force through the spine from Avril and gravity, and then the upward force when his spine landed from the ground as he landed. And then he was flexing, or he had that forward bend. And as the Seahawks, Avril's momentum coming from behind brought to the torso. So he was hit on multiple areas. And so the spine could, deal with, maybe one force well, but not the combination. So, you have the vertebrae, okay, and we know about that, right? So you have the vertebrae, and then you have the transverse process, which is basically, it's kind of like, I don't want to call it the wings of it, but let me describe it better. I'm looking at a picture of it. When you break these, because they're kind of off to the side, they're kind of like a 10 and 2 in a way position of the vertebrae. It shouldn't affect the nerves. So many times, many of these transverse process fractures, just like with Cam Newton or Romo before, you know, we just have to let them heal. You rarely need surgery, etc. But the problem is he just keeps getting hit. So he hurt himself at L1. L1 is the lumbar spine. That's the first of the lumbar spines. So you got your cervical spine. Then you got the cervical spine is your neck. Then you got the thoracic spines, which are within the mid back, out of which the ribs seem to connect. So however many ribs you have is where you see the thoracic spine align. And then once the ribs are done and the thoracic spine is done, you go into your lumbar spine. And your lumbar spine, you usually have 5. Very rarely, some people have 6. Some people may have a sacralization of the last lumbar spine, but essentially you have 5. So, he hurt his first one. So, he could have broken another rib being as close as that was. So, very, very painful, okay? Sometimes they'll use a back brace, sometimes they'll use a corset, you know, because they don't want a lot of spinal motion. But, you know, for the most part, we usually just let these things heal. So, he had 2 transverse process fractures back in 2014. These little projections off the vertebrae, again, not close enough to damage nerves, but still it's a back fracture. And, I guess it's gonna, depend on his recovery time. You know, if it's a stable one, he's gonna recover quicker. But you could see him in pain. You could see him just taking hit after hit after hit. And, I mean, the quarterback, and, he's a target. I I'm not saying anybody would do this on purpose, but, we know he's vulnerable. One thing I'd also like to kind of investigate with him is just his, bone density. I mean, people fracture all the time, okay, in football, but it seems like, he's getting knocked around and sustaining more fractures than you see other quarterbacks. Now, maybe it's because he just keeps getting sacked. Okay, maybe he needs to avoid, like you'll see Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers tries not to get touched. You know, if he does have to run, he runs, then he slides. As soon as he makes his first down, he slides, leave me alone, and then nobody could touch him. You know, but I mean, everybody's been dealing with injuries in that sport. But, if he continually is just busting and busting and fracturing and busting, I would just suggest him getting a bone density scan just for poops and giggles. I would also suggest his getting his parathyroid tested. A parathyroid disorder could unfortunately put you at risk for multiple fractures. It's just a thought as a doctor, because I really, really care about the Dallas Cowboys. I really, really do. Just would like that out there. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have got to get these Anthony Weiner pictures off my screen. Hope you guys don't mind. Here we go. All right. And, again, more Anthony Weiner. I don't understand that. Okay, can we please? All right. Singapore, let's talk about Zika. Singapore has been dealing with locally transmitted Zika virus. Singapore has confirmed 15 more cases, having announced 41 over the weekend, bringing a total of 56 cases. 13 of the new cases were people who lived or worked in the same area where the virus was first detected. On Sunday, the Ministry of Health confirmed 41 locally transmitted cases of the virus. Singapore announced its first Zika infection in May. And the virus was imported by a 48-year-old man who had traveled to Brazil. Now that they have local endemic cases, obviously it's concerning. Of the group, 34 have recovered. 7 remain at Tan Tock Seng Hospital. The ministry named 2 residential districts of Singapore where the disease was transmitted and said that the bulk of those infected were foreign construction workers. Among those hospitalized is a 47-year-old Malaysian woman. In our neck of the woods, I live in Nevada, and there is a woman of Washoe County in northern Nevada who is pregnant and currently diagnosed with Zika. So we're watching that case. I was on News 3 this weekend talking about the latest with Zika. As we know, last week the FDA has recommended that all blood be screened for Zika. There was a blood transmission, they believe, in Brazil of a person who did not feel any symptoms, donated blood like a good person would, and then a few days later got sick, contacted the blood bank. That blood unfortunately got sent to was given to 2 people, one suffering from leukemia and another one in the hospital, and they unfortunately were exposed to Zika. Now we don't know what the long-term effects of that is. Now, with the FDA recommending all blood be screened, that's a good thing. Okay, that's a good thing. But with a lot of good things, unfortunately, bad things can happen. And so with this recommendation, even though it has to be, now we are going to see more of a drop of blood supply. One, many people will think, you know what, why go and donate blood? If they're going to find out that I have Zika, I don't want people to know. I don't want it to be documented. Or people can say, I traveled, so I've had some unprotected sex, so why don't I just skip the blood donation this month around? Okay, well, that's not good. And then you have possibly some blood that needs to be screened, that is getting screened, shows up positive for Zika. That blood has to be thrown out. So unless they can use some parts of it that Zika won't infect. So unfortunately, we could be seeing more of a drop of blood supply than we already have. I'm very proud that, you know, we've been making huge, huge progress with Blood Donation Week, National Blood Donation Week. Governor Rick Scott from Florida also signed a proclamation to declare a national or a state blood donation day September 10th. This Blood Donation Day, September 10th around the country, will hopefully bring in a lot of blood. And during National Blood Donation Week, it allows states that cannot do their blood donation day on the 10th to still do a blood donation day. They can do it anytime they want, but it's nice that the states seem to be rallying around. And so right now we currently have 23 governor proclamations in hand, more to come, as we are trying to raise as much blood as possible. If you don't think you've been exposed to Zika or any other communicable disease, please donate blood. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit
credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly before I moved on, I had asked a question about Facebook being considered sexting if somebody is dressed but posting a picture of them that appear to be subjective or very photoshopped or cropped in order for other people to woo and see how good they look. Riley writes, Facebook is poison. My partner fell in love with somebody online and left me. At this rate, no one will stay monogamous. It's a different world, guys, now. Okay, we got everybody kind of looking at your wife, looking at your husband. Okay, I mean, you know, for those of us that do keep our husbands and wives, either it's because we really aren't a lot to look at, or maybe it's because we, you know, they really love us. So, you know, when you're in love, you don't really don't want anybody else. Nobody else is, you know, but real quickly, but before I move on, what about the idea of us having the innate desire to be flirted with? Okay. Facebook allows opportunity to be there that opportunity didn't have. So, for example, you know, in the old days, if you went to work at a factory and, you know, the person who was, I guess, taking the calls or the receptionist, you know, was older and not very good looking. So you work with a bunch of guys, you know, then you come home and your wife's there. She's pretty much the only lady you see the whole, you know, year. Yeah, you're not going to cheat. Okay? But now you're being inundated with sexual pictures all the time online. You're seeing movies where people fall in love and people not even fall in love. People just hook up, friends with benefits sort of thing. And then you're here and you're with somebody who isn't home all day waiting for you like it was decades ago. They have other priorities. They have other distractions than you. So, you know, I wonder about that because, you know, when my husband comes home from work, you know, a lot of times he comes home from work before me, or if he does come home from work after me, I'm like, hi, how's it going? How's your day? Do I run up and greet him with the family and the dog and, you know, the way it was with Leave It to Beaver with dinner ready? No, when he comes home, I'm like, did you do that I told you? Did you send that letter out? Did you get this? Don't bring me a car with no gas because I got to be at work early tomorrow. That's our conversation. I mean, I hate to do this, but I think we all should videotape just parts of our marriage, not the bedroom parts. Although I'm sure that would be a big eye-opener, too, for a lot of us. But videotape parts of the marriage and see what your marriage looks like. Yeah, I have no idea that I must, the turmoil I put my husband in, you know, with you know, very little words of encouragement, little words of good job, whatever. You know, he'll be talking to me and I'll be on my phone or I'll be on Facebook or I'll be typing. I'm like, And if I saw that from the outside with the amount of counseling that I've done, you know, for people, I would probably go, oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, we're headed for disaster, which, by the way, we do have a report later we're going to talk about in the next hour on signs that your marriage could be doomed. And so I think a lot of us, we want to feel noticed. We want to feel special. We want to feel loved. Now, I grew up in a family where I saw my grandparents and, you know, they really weren't cuddly. You know, they yelled at each other. You know, it looked like nobody in my family could ever stand each other, but they all kind of stayed married. You know, the older individuals. And so, you know, there were reports of people cheating on each other and they still stayed married. And so, you know, in my family, it was more old school, not my direct family, but distant family where, you know, you just make it work. You just stick to it. And then all of a sudden, you know, the younger generations seem to, you know, not be able to hold it together. And now here's me, you know, where I'm with my husband now for close to 20 years, which everybody's shocked because everybody had bets that he would dump me pretty, pretty quickly on. And I, you know, I start to get comfortable. I'm like, okay, well then I'm good. No, I'm not good. Okay, you got to put a lot of work into that marriage. You got to put a lot of work into that relationship. Somebody being married to you for 20 years still wants to feel good looking. They still want to feel sexy. They still want to feel loved. They still want to feel needed. They don't want to feel like a roommate. They don't want to feel like a business partner, that you guys are only together to split the rent. They want to feel loved. They want to feel appreciated. Now, the problem is with a lot of couples, after a couple of years of marriage, you know, after the honeymoon period, you start to find certain faults. And unfortunately, a lot of people start to fall out of love with their spouse a couple years into it. You know, gosh, she's just a bad person. And then they try to change each other. And this process in marriage is a very dangerous one where you want to love that person. You want to still remain in love. But you start to see things that you know you won't like. And so you try to change them. Okay, you know what? You're starting to eat a lot. I don't want you to get fat, you know, because I love you the way you are. So, you know, cut the carbs. Start exercising more. Or, you know, you kind of said that, and that was kind of mean, and I don't want you to be mean, so don't say those things anymore to your coworkers. Or, you know, you seem to really be into horror movies, and I don't like that, and I'm not really into goth. So don't do that anymore. And so what ends up happening is people start to learn each other 2-3 years into marriage. You know, your guard is down. By 4-5 years, the kids come. And then all of a sudden, you get to see your spouse in mommy and daddy light, or your partner in a mommy and daddy light. Okay, now me as a mom, you know, I may not sit there and yell at my husband all the time, but the kids, I can. So now my husband is seeing me yell at the kids, and he's like, okay, well, here's the bubbly, happy, you know, go lucky, and here she is screaming bloody murder at the kids. And, you know, or then you see, you know, daddy, of course never done this, but, you know, you'll be with somebody who'll all of a sudden pull out a belt, and you're like, no. So what starts to happen is after the honeymoon period is over, you start to see real life, and you start to see how your partner is in a real life setting. But you still want to stay with them. So you try to change them. And sometimes you can. Okay? Sometimes like, look, you know, you got to deal with the in-laws better than you do. Or, you know, you can't be so, you know, grumpy. Or you can't have so much road rage. And so we do start to conform. And there's a little bit of yin and yang. There's a little bit of push and pull. You know, and sometimes these couples, you know, make it work. Or people will hide. So, you know, if you look at too much porn. Okay, why are you always looking at porn? Well, I guess he just learned that she doesn't like him looking at porn, so now he has to either choose to put it away or hide it. So still, people will try to make it work. And then you start getting to year, I don't know, 10, if you even make it that far, and you realize, you know what, this is going to stick. You know, I love you, this is going to work, etc. Or you go, you know what, I don't know if this is going to work, but we got the kids. So if we got the kids, let's make it work and let's just hope it gets better. Then the kids move out, which is why we see a huge, huge rise in divorce after that comes with empty nest syndrome. Some people call it midlife crisis, where they want to feel young again. They want to feel flirted with. Others go, look, you know, I fell in love with somebody. I fell out of love with somebody. I stayed with them for the kids, but now I'm ready to enjoy life. And so there's all these different phases people have and all these different variances and variability that happens in relationships. And hopefully where people make sacrifices and people don't, will work and will blend and compromise can happen. But when it doesn't, you start to have resentment. You start to have, or you try to keep, you know, make the marriage stick, but you seek elsewhere. Okay? Looks like Anthony Weiner, from a psychological standpoint, wants to be the eyes of people's affection. He wants to be the center of attention. He's not the center of attention. You know, he had a failed mayoral race and congressional race. His wife is going to be moving up the chain with Hillary. He wants attention, and that's how he gets it. So it's a very common psychological behavior. But it doesn't mean it's the best thing for a marriage. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Rebel.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.